way, everybody. This is Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on WWCR. We're on 5890 tonight. I'm glad to have you in here. We've got a great program. I want you to stay tuned. We're going to part two of Man Before Adam. Man Before Adam. Have you ever considered that someone existed before Adam was introduced into the Bible? Well, we're going to explore that when we get into the Word tonight, and we're so thankful to have you with us, as I'm saying here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, because we believe that the time is nigh, even at the door, that we have three ages that we're going to talk about, time periods. Three time periods spoken in the Bible of the heavens and the earth. Now, before I get into the message, I would like to announce, and I'm so delighted to be able to do so, tonight that we will be coming on WWCR 9880 from 8 till 9 after the 5th of the month. We're going to start in the teaching series with two programs. We'll be on Wednesday night and we'll be on Thursday night beginning after the 5th. Of the month, and we're so glad. Let me see exactly when that'll be there on the calendar. Let me go to the calendar here just in a moment, get over into the month of December, and see when we'll be coming off, and you can jot it down if you have a pen and a pencil, that we'll be coming on after the 5th. That'll be on a Monday. And so we'll be on Wednesday, that'll be the 7th and the 8th, beginning in December. Write that down on 9880. That's a new frequency for Pastor Buddy. We haven't been on there. And we're going to begin with some of the generosity of a brother that is sponsoring me right here out of East Tennessee. We're going to be on two nights a week beginning in December. We'll be on the 7th and the 8th. Make a note of that. And we're so thankful for that. Three time periods. Now, let me give you a scripture to indicate what the Bible says was the first world that was. In 2 Peter, in chapter 3, verse 6, the world then that was perished. Now, it was a flood that destroyed the first world. And believe it or not, we have an account that a flood in Genesis 6 destroyed a age of the second, and we're going to give you that scripture, the heavens which and the earth which are now. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 7, and related to Genesis 1 and 3, as opposed to Genesis 1 and 1, where we see a dispensation of time. It should indicate that the earth was a place that had become void. It's called the world, cosmos, which is an orderly arrangement. All things was created. Light was existed. There was no darkness. But the earth became dark and void and covered with water. Have you ever noticed that? Just like we talked about in our first series presentation last weekend, we talked about, by Saturday night, we talked about Cain. Where did he find his wife dwelling in the earth if there were no more beings, or if Adam and Eve were the progenitors, if you will, of all of the people upon the earth at that time? Now, we could inject here and tell you something that would make you think about that was an impossibility for Adam and Eve to be the father and mother of everything that we find today upon the earth. Now, the Bible speaks in general when it says kind after kind. Well, Adam did not contain all the genetics. It's impossible for him to contain the genetics of every species that is up on the earth, like the black man, the red man, the white man, and the yellow man. Impossible. If kind after kind always types in genetics. The Bible talked about in Genesis that Noah was righteous in his genetics. Could Noah have possessed something to restart, if you will, if Noah and his sons and their three wives were the only ones righteous in genetics upon the earth? Were they able to repopulate the earth with all of these various seeds or kinds after kind? What about the seed of Cain? Did Cain still exist in his offspring even after the flood? Did the fallen angels still participate in what we call the fall of the first earth age, or the first world that is called cosmos, meaning orderly arrangement by Yahweh made it perfect? But in a narrow sense, if we look at it figuratively, the Bible says the earth became void and dark and black, and in misalignment, if you will. Now let me give you the third, before I get carried away on my thought process here. The third earth age would be found in the book of 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 13. It would be confirmed in Isaiah 65:17, or Isaiah 66:22-24, or Revelations chapter 21:22. Now, you've got to understand what I'm trying to get to you in the first world that perished, overflowed with water and darkness. You got to understand that Satan, who is called Lucifer, had already fallen from heaven, according to Isaiah 14:12. Now listen to the explanation. Son of the morning, how art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? That's before he came to Eve and brought a seed, a tare, and sowed it in the garden. So Satan had already fallen. The first world had fallen into chaotic time lapse, and certain time passed before the next plan of action of Genesis 1:26 and 1:27. Now, in Genesis 1:26 and 1:27, it's day six. And we're talking about the beast of the field is created here. Now, we find in the book of Jonah that the beast of the field had the ability to call. Now, these are the lesser races that were made in Genesis 1:26. That then begin to participate in the second age. As we talk about the three ages, or the three time periods, the world that was, in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 6, is the one that was destroyed purposely by Yahweh because of the sin. Satan fell from heaven then, way before Adam ever came onto the earth. Now, I hope you see this as we try to break down and describe to you the series of events that happened when Satan ruled the earth. When he was over the nations that we talked about in Jeremiah chapter 4, starting at verse 23, and here we read that there was a time, back at this time, there was a world that existed, and that they were man before Adam. Now, what does it say? Jeremiah chapter 4, I beheld the earth. Listen to me now. It has to be prior to or during the first earth age. When Satan fell, the earth that he controlled, he was second in command. He had the run to and fro of the earth. He had the power. And he led rebellion, which is worse than witchcraft, if you want to see what I'm talking about here tonight, in the first world that fell. And lo, it became without form and void. And the heavens had no light. Now, how could Yahweh create darkness because there's no darkness in him? According to what the Bible teaches, so Yahweh had created light in the first earth, or the first world age, and it became void. It became void and dark and without form and had no light. And I beheld the mountains, and lo, they trembled. And all the hills were moved lightly. Now we find in Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 and 2, that the mountains became covered with water. And water was upon the face of the deep. And we find in the process of time, Yahweh said, let the dry land appear. And we're talking about the first earth that fell or became void. Now, Yahweh didn't create this earth in darkness. It became that way by the fall or the sin. People say that Adam was the first sinner on the earth. That's not true. Satan, Lucifer, and the angels that fell through rebellion and witchcraft are the ones that brought darkness and brought the sin that caused Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 23, starting, "And lo, they trembled, and the hills moved lightly. I beheld, and lo, there was no man." Now, wait a minute. Was there man prior to that? In the first earth age, and I would say yes. Listen to this. "And lo, they trembled, and there was no man, and all the birds, ladies and gentlemen, they're not created till the sixth day, but in Genesis 1:1-2, we have a creation that became void and dark, and Jeremiah in chapter 4 is telling us about it. Can you see it? I hope and trust that you can open your mind and your understanding and be filled with the excitement of revelation as it fills your inward being, because it said, "My sheep will hear my voice." There was no man, the heavens, the birds of the heaven fled. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was a wilderness, and all the cities thereof were broken down at the presence of Yahweh by his fierce anger. Yahweh became very angry at this disobedience of these hierarchy angels who were made above man, and they, not man, fell from their steadfastness. Now, the cities, that trembled, ladies and gentlemen, were there cities in the world before Genesis 1:26 and 1:27? Where did Cain get his wife, as we spoke, that when he left the garden, or he left the area where he dwelled or came out of? He went east, and there, if you look at the word Cain, which is 7013, I believe, in the Strong's, it tells you explicitly that he came from an Oriental race. If you go back to the anthropologist that tells us that this great Oriental civilization that rose up in the earth, did Cain become one of the hierarchy? Well, we know, ladies and gentlemen, that the cities were broken down at the presence of Yahweh. Who built these cities? Did they all exist before Cain went to this area where it was populated by man before Adam? Adam is not coming into the picture, and I'm going to prove it to you. He don't come into the picture until quite some time later over in Genesis chapter 2. You say, well, I thought he was made in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, when he made man in the image of God. Well, I told you last Saturday night that you're going to have to strap on your safety belts here, because we're going to go for a ride and let your mind flow to the heavens and let it take you into the high or the deep things that's hidden from the world. Now, if it came without form, and it had to have form, if it became without form, it had to start with a form to have form disappear. When? Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, Elohim, God, as we call him, created the heaven and the earth, and in the beginning, Elohim created all things perfect. You say, don't sound like it. I know. That's because that Satan and his sinful nature brought destruction. I'm going to show you how Yahweh created according to Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 4. He is the rock. His work is perfect. For all his ways are judgment. He is a Elohim, or a God, El, of truth without iniquity. Now notice something strange here. That word applies to Satan. He didn't have this without iniquity. The Bible said when he was created. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I told you last Saturday night something that I know startled a lot of people. Adam was not created as was the beings of Genesis 1:26 on the sixth day. Six-day man is a creation. Adam is not a created being. You know why that Adam couldn't be created? Because he was already made before Genesis chapter 2 when he was formed out of the dust. This being that came Adam, Adam and Eve both existed prior to coming to earth. Did you know every tree and every seed and every plant before it was in the earth was already made? Listen, Yahweh, Elohim, did not create the heaven and the earth in vain. He didn't create it void or without form, as we're going to see in Isaiah in chapter 45, verse 18. For thus saith Yahweh, that created the heavens, Elohim, El himself, that formed the earth and made it. He established it. He created it not in vain. He formed, there we go, it to be inhabited by living beings that were the not created, but were the creators. Adam was a Elohim that took upon himself the likeness of flesh and form. He was different from that being in Genesis 1:26 that was created on the sixth day. He's not a sixth. Adam is not a six-day creation. He's an eighth-day creation. Eight, a new beginning for children of spirit or life. No wonder it says that Eve was the mother of all living. Yahweh is not the God of the dead. There are people that live on earth that are dead, twice dead, and plucked up because they didn't have life in them before they came into the world, and neither shall they have life in them after they depart, for there's no life in them. What about the episode here that we could throw in here at this time, would be timely, I guess, to bring in Esau. Esau and Jacob shared the same womb of the woman, just like Cain and Abel, fraternal twins, with two different fathers. You say, well, I know that Adam was the father of Cain. You can't read it. It's something that you can't read in the Bible that anywhere that Adam claimed Cain. But let me throw this on you, and let this be something that would shake your foundation, hopefully. Neither was Abel. people was not a son of Adam. If he wasn't the son of Adam, who was he the son of? Could it have been Yahweh? Would Yahweh have followed by placing the original seed? Now, we're talking about, in a sense, we're going to type and make the tree good. You see, whatever tree that Cain came from, his works proved it. Either make the tree good and the fruit good. The tree wasn't good in Cain's sense. When he came to Yahweh and wanted to enter into heaven, that's what he wanted. But Yahweh rejected him and said, you can't come, for my son is going to inherit. Yea, Yahweh formed the earth and made it to be established. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. There is an earth formed and an earth created. There is a man created and a man formed. I am Yahweh. There's none else. Now, when we talk about this meaning to lie waste, a desolation, a desert, figuratively a worthless thing, there is things that Yahweh has made that is worthless. Esau was worthless before he either done any good or any bad. Yahweh hated him. Now, folks, let me ask you a question. Would a snowball have a chance in hell if there's fire there that we often think about? And you say, well, no, it wouldn't have a chance. Neither would Esau have a chance to go to heaven. Because the dead know nothing after they die. They're dead. Now, although he existed, he displayed hatred. He displayed emotion. He wept for the birthright that he sold. You say, well, that was Esau's birthright. It belonged to Jacob because Jacob was an offspring of one of the gods that I'm talking about, or one of the spirit beings that I'm talking about. Going back to Genesis chapter 21, we read in the first verse that Yahweh visited Sarah, not Abraham. Yahweh came at the appointed time and did unto her. Now, what he did was bring about his son, just like he did from the Garden of Eden, when we know that Cain was of the wicked one, the tree of bad, if you will. And then the other was a descendant from the tree of life. Now, who was that in the garden? We're talking about trees here. We're talking about figuratively. The writer in Genesis is trying to broad brush it and tell us that that tree in the garden would be rejected. When we would see him, we would not desire him. He wasn't that handsome, good-looking tree that stood next to the tree of life. Now we have the tree of good and evil. You see, the devil can be just as good. Cain worshipped Yahweh, but he wanted to do it on his terms or his way, and the devil and his angels and his offspring. That's what we're talking about here tonight. The earth was void and became dark after the original creation, where Yahweh perfected it and created the heavens and the earth, and he made it to be inhabited by the living spirit. spirit being. Now, some have inheritance, and some don't have inheritance. Can the clay say to the potter, can these spirit beings who have eternal life, although they don't deserve it, but they're children of the offspring of the Most High? You say, now, Pastor Buddy, are you saying that Yahweh had sex with Eve in the garden? You see, when it comes to this carnality of the outward mind, we're void and without form, and our understanding has been come darkened, just like Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. When Yahweh created the earth, he created it perfect in Genesis 1 and 1. And because of Lucifer's, Satan's rebellion, it became void, vain, dark, or without form. Why? Because Satan's rebellion against Yahweh was punishable or unforgivable. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How are you cut down to the ground? That's why that the curse was employed by Yahweh himself. He had to curse his own seed, Abel, who was a son of Yahweh. Adam was a son of Yahweh. And did you know that when Yahweh was incarnated into a body of flesh, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Yahweh, and the Word was Yahweh. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us as a person of the second Adam. Now, we know that the first Adam was of the earth earthly. He was formed. And he lost his right to live because when he took upon himself the sin of his wife, this is why that Christ loved Adam. It's because it was a type of his own body or his own church, according to what we find in Ephesians chapter 5 of the New Testament. He loved his body as himself. Adam loved Eve and was willing to take the punishment of death. He could have went back. Adam was not in a transgression. You may think he was, but he was not. He voluntarily to fix that which Satan had caused through a rebellion against Yahweh. The woman became the victim because she's a weaker vessel. Do you understand that? Praise Yahweh. I hope that Yahweh would give you understanding. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? That's where we get sun worship. Because Satan took the likeness of the sun in the natural that warms, and these planets and these hosts of the heaven, as we look back at the Greek mythology, Satan would represent himself through the planet called the sun, or the star system that we have in our universe that is as close to the earth, 93 million miles, is a close proximity. And Satan is used the sun to bring about sun worship in Babylon of Nimrod, and we're still under the curse of worshiping the host of the heavens from which Satan fell. I will exalt my throne for thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven, and I will exalt my throne above the stars of Yahweh. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. Do you know that the correct Hebrew there, when it says congregation, that it's talking about the setting of the seasons and times through these planet systems, which is the sun and the moon. I will take over. I will be in charge. I will change times and laws, as it is said in the book of Daniel 7:25. I will, premeditated, I will rebel. I will have the host of the earth. I will have the majority of the earth given over to vain. And Yahweh, the Messiah, said himself when he was here, in vain they worship me, teaching for doctrine the commandment that was set up under the Babylonian rule of Nimrod and under sun worship. And today the Catholic Church is the sun god worship and brings this false worship system into the Christian world and passes it off as the Gregorian calendar by the Pope Gregory the 13th, which they change times and laws, and Satan fulfilled his promise that he would sit upon the congregation, or that he would take over Yahweh's regulations of the heavens in times and seasons in the sides of the north. And I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I'll be like the Most High. How was the world, or the earth, or the cosmos made void and without form? When Yahweh said, I made it a fruitful place, but it became a wilderness in Jeremiah chapter 4, and all the cities were broken down at the presence of Yahweh by his fierce anger. All of the cities, remember, Cain became a city dweller. He lost his ability to grow because we find Cain in his original sitting grew something by his own hand out of the earth. He formed a hybrid situation, and he brought something that was dead, that grew, but he pulled it up and took it to Yahweh as an offering. Yahweh rejected it, and Abel, who had a revelation, brought the blood of a lamb. Life is in the blood. Do you see that? Yahweh was moved by the spirit being Abel that came to him and revealed this precious truth that carries on today, that the earth was made waste in Genesis 1 and 2, and Jeremiah 4:23, the earth was made empty in Genesis 1 and 2, and Jeremiah 4:23, but Yahweh made it to be inhabited by spirit beings. I am a God of the dead? No. But I am a God of those that have life, and may have it more abundantly. Adam was a lifer. He had life in him before he ever came here and took the form of flesh and blood. And it was blood that was let and blood that's required to cover. And Abel had that revelation because he was a spirit being from heaven. He was the son of Yahweh. Came from the tree of life. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or the tree bad and the fruit bad. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there was no abating the waters on the earth of Genesis 1 and 6. In the flood that overflowed the world, and Yahweh, in time, had to call for the waters to let the dry land appear by rolling them back and exposing dry land. You read Psalms 104, verse 7. The waters left quickly according to Psalms 104, verse 7. Ladies and gentlemen, something happened back in the garden that a lot of people don't understand. They read Genesis like they're reading a book written by a crafty author to keep you in suspense. The Bible was written spiritually, and it was wrote spiritually, and only those of the Spirit will be able to go into the deep things and bring forth the nectar, that sweet manna, if you will, that will give you life and give it to you abundantly. Because we find in Genesis 21, Yahweh visited Sarah. So again, Yahweh placed a spirit seed in the form of Isaac, got his son back, in placement, if you will, of Abel, who was slain. Now, Seth was not, if you will, an original seed from the tree. He was a seed from Adam, who was the son of Yahweh. 130 years down line, Yahweh says that Adam knew Eve, and she brought forth a man in Adam's likeness. That first son was in the likeness of Yahweh. The first man, or the second man, would have been Abel, who was a lifer, or a life giver. Life was taken from him, and Satan said, I will exalt my throne above the stars. Who was he talking about? He was talking about the seed or the offspring of the woman who would be born to bruise the head of the serpent. And that would have been Abel, who was killed. So in the likeness, Yahweh himself overshadowed Mary. You say, well, he couldn't have overshadowed Eve and got her pregnant with a fraternal twin. He couldn't have done that, Pastor Buddy. You need to read. You need to pray. You need to seek. You need to fast. I suggest you fast long bouts at a time so that you can understand these things. And understand what Yahweh done in the beginning of the two creations. And now we're going to have another, the third creation or time frame. And I gave you that one in Genesis or in the book of Isaiah, chapter 66, where we'll end tonight with the truth of the scriptures, where it declares that in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, for this they are willingly are ignorant that by the word of Yahweh the heavens were of old, not young, and the earth standing even before day one, Genesis 1 and 3. Yahweh is trying to tell you that this world or this flood being overflowed, it perished those that existed with water. And the earth was overflowed, and Elohim withdrew the sunlight in Genesis 1 and 2, and it became a frozen planet. And so the ice age came in, and the time elapsed was a great time, even as it says, a time of old, the earth standing in the water and out. A time for the beginning of each day. We have the beginning of each day stated emphatically. The sixth day was not when Adam was created. Adam was not created because he already existed before these beings of Genesis 1:26 came upon the earth. See, Adam is a later introduction, even after the Sabbath. You see, there wasn't a man to till the ground called Adam, which the word Adam means to show blood in the face, to blush. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got a lot of mystery here in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2 that Pastor Buddy has tried to cover. I've got to get off here. My time is come and gone, and I would like to tell you once more that we're going to be on here on Wednesday, the 7th of December, Wednesday night, starting on 9880, and Thursday night, for two nights, sponsored by the good brother that has sponsored me anonymously. He didn't want any glory or any praise, and I thank him for that. And he told me to have a free hand to preach the truth as I understand it. So all that is within me, I will be coming to you on the 7th of December, the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. I'm sponsored tonight by Brother Mark and by Brother Bud down in the great state of Mississippi, my sponsors. And, ladies and gentlemen, by Brother Paul in the city of Michigan, or in the state of Michigan, in a city that I won't name, 1-800-253-2748. Brother Paul, and ladies and gentlemen, we know that you're going to enjoy these two nights. Now, we have been on six nights a week, and we're building toward more radio time because you asked for it, and you requested it, and Pastor Buddy was willing to be the servant to preach you truths that you won't hear anywhere else except on the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. I've been a minister over 50 years. It just seems like it's been yesterday. But ladies and gentlemen, we've gone back a long way tonight in our spiritual understanding of the first world that perished and overflowed with water and became dark in form and void by by the fall of Satan and his angels that rebelled in rebellion and witchcraft. And we haven't had time to get into Ezekiel chapter 28. We certainly haven't had time to get into Ezekiel chapter 31. We covered a little bit of Isaiah chapter 14 in this short time span. I don't know whether that I'll have time or feel led to cover next Saturday night here on the Shepherd's Call. Now, if you would like to go to our website, oneyahweh.com. That's O-N-E, one Yahweh, Y-A-H-W-E-H, oneyahweh.com. For our website, Brother Bob will post all of our messages up online for your listening and hopefully for your understanding that Yahweh would give you understanding of what happened in Genesis in chapter 1, verse 1 and 2, before he made Adam, long before he made Adam, in Genesis chapter 2, when he made Adam and Eve out of, he formed them out of the dust. He didn't create them as were those in 1:27. See, people don't understand that. That this form then was not created. He already existed before the world was. And did you know that your name was on the Lamb's book? If you are a spirit being, that you existed somewhere with your name on the Lamb's book, you are a sheep, and he will come for you. And when he calls your name, obey him, hear his word, hear your name, and walk up from the stones of fire and lift up your head because your redemption has already, before the foundation of the world, before the fall. You see, a spirit man cannot fall. You say, well, why did Satan fall? He's a spirit being. There was iniquity already in him. He fell through iniquity. Ladies and gentlemen, you must believe the Bible. Satan and his seed came. They fill the earth right now. Even after the flood, they still existed from Cain, even in the second flood. They existed and survived the flood. And Satan is assisting his sons on the earth. Their father is the devil, and the works of their father he will do. He's alive from the very beginning. I'll see you, ladies and gentlemen, next Saturday night here on WWCR. We'll be on the 7th and the 8th of the second week in December. I'll see you then. May Yahweh bless you and give you understanding of what I administered to you tonight.